Ross, I'm sure you're itching to get started now.
Yeah, it's good to get pre-season out of the way. You know, there's the long slogs in the end, but you know, we're nearing the start of the season now and everybody's looking forward to it.
How good was it to sort of go into this first game off the back of a 5-0 win? That's never a bad thing, is it?
No, it was good. You know, it's good to get a nice, comfortable win. You know, the week before the season starts, just to, you know, get the lads confident. And, you know, I think we've sort of got used to playing with each other because some new players and that came in. So, no, I think all in all, no, we're looking forward to the challenge.
It seemed like a pretty productive game for you personally, and the crosses found a lot of the mark, didn't they, with Ati Niuiu in there?
Yeah, as you know, obviously for me, having the big man in the box is, you know, it's brilliant for me because, you know I just need to put it in a good area. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, he's going to find the big man in the box. So, you know, it's nice to play alongside him, and hopefully as the season goes on, I can get a few assists for him.
Aside from the obvious size that he's got, what other qualities do you think Ati Niuiu brings to the team?
Well, obviously the obvious ones, you know, his hold-up play, you know, he's good at that. You know, it's just for his sheer size, you know, it's hard for people to get in front of him, so he's good at holding it up. And obviously for me as a wide man, gives me the chance to get in the final third and get crosses in the box, and, which is my game.
There's been a lot of work done on the new system here and a new shape and formation with the new coach. Do you think that it's a good sign that it was kind of clicking in that game, wasn't it? And I think Carlos said that the opposition, not the best, but it doesn't matter, does it, when everything's clicking like that's what you want to see?
Yeah, that's what we are. It doesn't matter about the opposition, you know, it's the feel of the game, you know, it's the players getting used to the movements and where we want to be. But, you know, we've worked on different formations as the pre-seasons went on, and, you know, we could adapt to different formations.
It's not just going to be down to the strikers, is it, to get the goals and yourself in there, Lewis McGugan, Matthias, whoever plays in sort of those attacking positions. Yeah. You're going to need to chip in, aren't you?
Yeah, obviously as a wide man, you know, we're looking to get more goals. You know, I'll look to get more goals this season as well, personally. So, you know, obviously it's important for midfielders to get goals. But, you know, we have got other strikers there as well. You know, we have worked on playing two up front as well. So, you know, we have got, you know, a lot of forward-thinking players. And, you know, we have got goals there.
I know you weren't here last season, but one of the big things the players always talked about was the togetherness in this group and how close the team was. Have you joined a very similar situation here, would you say?
Yeah, it's a similar situation to the one I had at Burnley. You know, we were a tight group there, and, you know, I've settled in, you know, within days. You know, I was right involved in the group, and they're a good bunch of lads. And they've been superb since I've been here, so, you know, hopefully long may that continue.
There's a lot of expectation here, isn't there? A lot of hopes that this team is going to take the next step. Do you think you've got the quality to sort of take the next step now and have Wednesday pushing towards the top six?
Yeah, well, I think no doubt we've got the quality, but, you know, it's no good having the quality and you know, not having the togetherness, you know, that doggedness just to fight out games and grind out results. You know, that's a quality in its own. So, you know, if we could develop both, you know, that and, you know, the quality going forward, you know, you know, we'll be looking promising this season, hopefully.
Do you think it is part of a blend? Because while everybody wants to see attractive attacking football, good passing, sometimes, especially at this level, you just need to grind out a result, don't you?
Yeah, that's important. You know, obviously we brought in some foreigners as well, and you know, they're going to have to adapt to this league. Mm. You know, this league's like no other. It's, you know, once it comes to Christmas time and games are flying in, you know, the boys that have experienced the Championship over the last few years, you know, we're going to have to guide these guys along. But, you know, they've shown they've got quality, and I'm pretty sure they'll adapt quickly.
When you look back at that Burnley team that won promotion, I remember seeing them, I think it was on the second day of the season, came to Hillsborough, won 2-0, and a good start seemed to be important there. Does it make a particular difference if you can get off to some momentum early on?
Yeah, it's not the be-all and end-all, but, you know, a good start would be nice. So, you know, the quicker we can get wins under the belt, you know, and sort of get the ball rolling. You know, the thing we're trying to achieve here is we're trying to get the fans behind us. You know, that's vitally important for us. You know, if we could get the, you know, the fans have been brilliant since I've been, the travel, the numbers, and every time I've played against Sheffield Wednesday, you know, the fans have been one of the things I've thought, you know, this is decent here. So, you know, if we could get more of that and, you know, get them really going and get them right behind us, as they always do, but if we could really get it going, you know, that would be brilliant for the players, give us an extra lift as well, and be brilliant for the club.
It's a tricky opponent to have first up, isn't it? A team that's gone up and done so quite emphatically in League One, and they want to sort of push on themselves, don't they?
Yeah, and somewhat, you know, on paper, some people might be looking at it as, you know, we could be favourites because they've come up for League One, but no, in a different sense, you know, this could be a harder game than just playing against somebody who's been in the Championship for a few years. So, you know, and maybe one way it could be even more difficult, but you know, it's a challenge we're looking forward to. You know, now we're in this league, we're looking to do well. We've had a good pre-season behind us and we're looking forward to going attack in this league.
It's funny how these things turn out. They beat Sheffield United on the first day last season, so they'll be going for the Sheffield double, won't they?
Well, that's up to us to put a stop to that. You know, we're confident that we've got the players to achieve something, and it's important we get a good start. Yeah, it's a tough game, you know, they'll be behind confidence coming up from League One, but we've just got to concentrate on us, and if we get our game right and get both sides of our game defending and attacking wise, we believe we've got the players to cause them problems.
Top man.